This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 13th of February. There were wins for Delhi, Services and Punjab on the opening day of group matches in this season's Vijay Hazare Trophy. Delhi skipper Rajat Bhatia hit 106 not out to 91 balls and helped his side recover from a poor start to chase down Jammu and Kashmir's 245 for 4. Here Milind Kumar shared a fifth wicket stun with 110, for Delhi had been reduced to 59 for 4. Jammu and Kashmir's total had early been built around a century from their captain, Ian Dev Singh, who made 102. Yashpal Singh hit 96 and Soumya Swain 63 as Services won by 3 wickets against Himachal Pradesh. Yashpal and Swain put on 113 for the 4th wicket. Earlier Amit Kumar and Rishi Dhawan had both passed 50 as Himachal Pradesh posted a competitive 276 for 8 from their 50 overs. And Rajwinder Singh and Siddharth Kaul shared 7 wickets to help bowl Haryana out to 152. Punjab openers Ravindra Singh and Chandan Madan then knocked off the runs as Punjab won with a whopping 21 overs to spare. Chittagong Kings booked their place in the last 4 of the Bangladesh Premier League by dispatching Duranto Rajshahi. Jason Roy batted throughout the Kings innings and ended on 92 off 55 balls. He added 117 for the 3rd wicket with Ryan Tendulkar, who made 65 or 39 deliveries, and took Chittagong to 193 for 3. Simon Katic did his best for Duranto Rajshahi by hitting 53, but they wound up short on 160 for 6. Sylhet Royals won a closely contested second game by 1 wicket in the final over against Barrasil Burners. Mohammed Nabi held his nerve, ending on 16 not out of 8 balls, to help Sylhet recover from a mid-innings wobble. Brad Hodge and Alok Kapali had early reached past 50 for Barrasil, as they made 144 for 9 after being asked to bat. Rawalpindi wrapped up victory inside 2 days over Karachi Whites in their Qaeda's Am Trophy Super 8 match. Abdul Amir had ended with remarkable 8 for 98 to help end the Rawalpindi first innings at 292. Hyber Hamad Azam took 7 for 46, as Whites rolled out for 200 in their second innings, lose by innings and 23 runs. Shazab Hassan had begun things well for Whites by hitting 81 of only 69 balls. The other Group A match saw Silcott reach stumps on 215 for 5 in a fight with Islamabad's 303. Skipper Shoaib Malik ended on 94 not out. Lahore Shalimar lead by 134 runs at the close of day 2 against Karachi Blues in Group B. They closed in their second innings on 252 for 5 thanks to 50s from Fahad Ul Haq and Usman Salahuddin. Blues had earlier been dismissed for 255 in their first innings, Saad Naseem taking 3 wickets. And Sami Aslam and Adnan Akmal ended with undefeated half centuries to lead a late Lahore Ravi fight back against Hyderabad. Responding to Hyderabad's mammoth 584, Lahore Ravi had slipped to 64 for 4, but Aslam and Akmal added a further 107 without being parted prior to stumps.